This is the Sakha Murli of the 2nd of August 2025. The essence? Sweet children, never become tired and leave the pilgrimage of remembrance. Constantly make effort to remain soul conscious. In order to become sweet and draw the Father's love, stay in remembrance. Question. What effort must you definitely make in order to become 16 celestial degrees full and perfect? Answer. Consider yourself to be a soul as much as possible and remember the Father, the ocean of love, and you will become perfect. This knowledge is very easy, but in order to become 16 celestial degrees full, you must first have remembrance to make yourself the soul perfect. By considering yourself to be a soul, you will become sweet. All conflict will come to an end. Song, you are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. The ocean of love makes his children into oceans of love too. The aim and objective of you children is to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Everyone loves them so much. You children know that Baba is making you as sweet as they are. It's here that you become sweet. However, it is only by having remembrance that you will become that. The yoga of Bharat has been remembered. This is remembrance. It is by having this remembrance that you become the masters of the world like them. This is the effort that you children have to make. Don't become arrogant and think that you have so much of this knowledge. The main thing is remembrance. It is remembrance that brings you love. If you want to become very sweet and lovely and also claim a high status, then make effort. Otherwise, there will be great repentance. There are many children who are unable to stay in remembrance. Because they become tired, they stop having remembrance. First of all, make a lot of effort to become soul conscious. Otherwise, the status you receive will be very low. You will never become as sweet again. Very few children draw a lot of love by staying in remembrance. There must be remembrance of the Father alone. The more you remember him, the sweeter you will become. Lakshmi and Narayan remembered God a great deal in their previous birth. It was by having this remembrance that they became so sweet. The Sun Dynasty of the Golden Age is the first number, and the Moon Dynasty is the second number. Lakshmi and Narayan are loved very much. There is a huge difference between the features of Lakshmi and Narayan and those of Rama and Sita. Lakshmi and Narayan have never been defamed by anyone. Sri Krishna was defamed mistakenly. Rama and Sita have also been defamed. The Father says, you will become very sweet when you consider yourselves to be souls. There is great pleasure experienced in considering oneself to be a soul and remembering the Father. The more you remember him, the more Satopradhan you will become. You will become 16 celestial degrees full. To be 14 celestial degrees is still classified as defective. Then there are continually more defects. You have to become 16 celestial degrees perfect. This knowledge is very easy. Anyone can learn it. You have been taking 84 births every cycle. None of you can return home until you become completely pure. Otherwise, punishment has to be experienced. Baba explains to you again and again, as much as possible, make this one point firm, I am a soul. When I, the soul, reside in my home, I am Sato Pradhan. Then I come here and take birth. Some take a certain number of births, and others take a different number of births. By the end, all souls become Tamo Pradhan. The honor of the world continues to decrease. When a house is new, so much comfort is experienced in it. Then it becomes defective. The degrees continue to decrease. If you children want to go to that perfect world, you have to become perfect. Simply having this knowledge does not mean being perfect. You souls have to become perfect. As much as possible, consider yourselves to be souls, the children of Baba. There should be great happiness experienced inside. Human beings become happy considering themselves to be bodily beings. I am a child of so-and-so. That intoxication is temporary. You children now have to connect your intellect's yoga to the Father completely. You mustn't become confused about this. Even if you have to go abroad somewhere, simply make one point firm. I have to remember Baba. Baba is the ocean of love. This praise doesn't belong to any human being. Souls praise their Father. All souls are brothers. The Father of all souls is one. The Father tells everyone, children, you were Sato Pradhan, and you have now become Tamo Pradhan. By becoming Tamo Pradhan, you have become unhappy. Now the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, tells us souls, at first you were perfect. All souls are perfect when they are there. Although they play different parts, they are still perfect. No one can go back there without having purity. You have peace as well as happiness in that land of happiness. That is why your religion is the highest on high. You have limitless happiness. Just think about what you are becoming. You are becoming the masters of heaven. That is a birth as valuable as a diamond. Births now like a shell. The Father now signals you to stay in remembrance. You called out to him, come and make us impure ones pure. In the Golden Age, they are completely viceless. Rama and Sita are not called complete. They went into the second grade. They didn't pass in the subject of the pilgrimage of remembrance. No matter how clever you may be in this knowledge, the Father would never find you sweet with just that. It's only when you stay in remembrance that you become sweet. You will then also find the Father very sweet. This study is very common. Become pure and stay in remembrance. Note this down very carefully. When you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, all the conflict that takes place and the arrogance that develops will stop happening. The main thing is to consider yourselves to be souls and to remember the Father. People in the world fight and quarrel so much. They make their lives like poison. This word does not exist in the Golden Age. As you make further progress, the lives of human beings will become even more poisonous. This is an ocean of poison. Everyone is lying in the extreme depths of hell. There is a lot of dirty behavior. It continues to increase day by day. This is called a dirty world. They continue to make one another unhappy because there are the evil spirits of body consciousness and lust. The Father says, chase away those evil spirits. It is those evil spirits that make you ugly. When you have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust, it is then that the Father comes and says, I have come once again to rain the nectar of knowledge. What are you becoming now? The palaces there will be studded with diamonds. There will be all types of comfort there. Here, everything is adulterated. Look what they feed the cows. All the goodness and strength is taken out, and they are just given hay. Even cows don't receive enough food. Compare that to the cows shown with Sri Krishna. They are seen as first-class cows. In the Golden Age, the cows are such, don't even ask. Even just seeing them makes you feel so happy. Here, all the essence is taken out of everything. This is a very dirty world. You must not attach your heart to it. The Father says, you have become so vicious. Look how they continue to kill one another in war. Those who invented the atomic bomb were given so much respect. Those are the things that are going to destroy everything. The Father sits here and explains to you what the human beings of today are like and what the human beings of tomorrow will be like. You are now in between. Good company takes you across and bad company drowns you. You hold on to the Father's hand in order to become the most elevated human beings. When someone is learning to swim, he has to hold the hand of the person teaching him. Otherwise, he would choke. Here, too, you have to hold Baba's hand. Otherwise, Maya will pull you down. You are making the whole world into heaven. You should bring yourselves to a state of intoxication. Oh, we are establishing our own kingdom by following Srimad. All human beings make donations. They give money to the fakirs, ascetics. They even donate something to pundits on their pilgrimage. They would definitely donate something, even if only a handful of rice. All of that has continued on the path of devotion. The Father is now making us into double donors. The Father says, open a godly university and hospital on 3 square feet of land to which human beings can come and be cured for 21 births. Look at all the different types of illness that exist now. Sometimes there is such a bad odor when someone is ill that you feel distaste when you enter that hospital. The suffering of karma is so severe. The Father says, in order to become free from all of this sorrow, simply remember me. I don't give you any other difficulty. Baba knows that you children have faced many difficulties. The faces of vicious human beings completely change. They become like a corpse. They are just like an alcoholic who cannot stay without drinking alcohol. He becomes very intoxicated with alcohol, but that only lasts for a short time. It is through vice that the lifespans of vicious human beings have become so short. The lifespans of the viceless deities were on average 125 to 150 years. When you become ever healthy, your lifespans would also increase, would they not? You then have bodies that are free from disease. The Father is also called the Eternal Surgeon. When the Satguru gives the ointment of this knowledge, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. It is because they don't know the Father that they say there is the darkness of ignorance. This applies to the people of Bharat. They know that Christ existed at such and such a time. They have a whole list of all those dates. They show how the popes sat on their throne number-wise. It is only Bharat that doesn't know the biography of anyone. They call out, O Supreme Soul, O Remover of Sorrow and Bestower of Happiness, O Mother and Father, Acha, tell us the biography of the Mother and Father. They don't know anything at all. You know that this is the most elevated confluence age. We are now becoming the most elevated human beings. Therefore, we should study fully. Many people are so trapped in the opinion of society. This Baba was not concerned about anyone. He was insulted so much. He never thought or dreamt about any of this. However, whilst walking along the path, the Brahmin became trapped. It was when Baba made him into a Brahmin that he began to be insulted. The whole of the local council was on one side, and Dada was on the other side. The whole Sindhi council asked him, What are you doing? In the Gita, the versions of God Shiva say, Lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering this, you become the masters of the world. This expression is in the Gita. Someone is making me say, By conquering the vice of lust, you become a conqueror of the world. Lakshmi and Narayan also conquered that. There is no question of a war in this. I have come to give you the kingdom of heaven. Now become pure and remember the Father. When a wife says that she will become pure, but the husband says that he will not become pure, then one is a swan, the other a stork. The Father comes to make you into swans who select the jewels of this knowledge. However, there is quarreling when one becomes pure and the other one doesn't. In the beginning, they had a lot of strength. No one now has that much courage. They say that they are heirs, but to become an heir is a completely different matter. In the beginning, it was the wonder of them. Those from grand homes instantly renounced everything and came in order to claim their inheritance. Therefore, they became worthy. Those who came at the beginning performed great wonders. Scarcely anyone like them now emerges. They are very much concerned about the opinion of society. Those who came in the beginning showed a lot of courage. Hardly anyone now has that much courage. Yes, the poor have that courage. In order to become a bead of the rosary, you do have to make effort. The rosary is very long. There is the rosary of 8 and also of 108, and then there is also a rosary of 16,108. The Father himself says, make plenty of effort. Consider yourselves to be souls. Some don't tell the truth. Even those who consider themselves to be very good commit sin. Although they may be knowledgeable souls, and they can explain this knowledge very well, they don't have any yoga. Therefore, they can't sit in Baba's heart. If they don't stay in remembrance, they don't climb onto Baba's heart throne. Remembrance begets remembrance. Those at the beginning instantly surrendered themselves. To surrender yourself is not like going to your auntie's home. The main thing is remembrance, for only then will your mercury of happiness rise. As your degrees have continued to decrease, so your sorrow has continued to increase. Now, the more your degrees increase, the higher the mercury of your happiness will rise. At the end, you will have visions of everything. You will see what status those who had a lot of remembrance will receive. You will have many visions at the very end. While destruction is taking place, you will be eating the halva of having visions of heaven. Baba explains to you again and again, increase your remembrance. Baba does not become pleased by you just explaining a little of this knowledge to someone. There is the story of a pundit who said, chant the name of Rama and you will be able to go across the river. This means that there is victory by having faith. When you have doubt in the Father, you are led to destruction. Sins are absolved by having remembrance of the Father. Day and night make effort. Then the mischief of your physical senses will stop. This requires a lot of effort. There are many who have no chart of remembrance. They have no deep foundation. Stay in remembrance under all circumstances, as much as possible, for only then will you become Sato Pradhan, 16 celestial degrees full. Together with purity, there also has to be the pilgrimage of remembrance. It's only when you remain pure that you will be able to stay in remembrance. Imbibe this point very well. The Father is so egoless. As you make progress, everyone will bow down to your feet. They will say, truly these mothers are opening the gates to heaven. The power of remembrance is still very little. Don't remember bodily beings. It does require a lot of effort to become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana. 1. Don't attach your heart to this old, impure, dirty world that causes sorrow. By holding the Father's hand, you can go across. 2. In order to become a bead of the rosary, maintain a lot of courage and make effort. Become a swan who selects pearls of this knowledge. Don't perform any sinful actions. Blessing. May you become an elevated server who achieves success in the service you do by having the consciousness of being an instrument. The consciousness of being an instrument automatically brings you success in the service you do. If there isn't the consciousness of being an instrument, there is no success. An elevated server places every step in the Father's footsteps and makes every step elevated by following the elevated directions at every step. The more all waste is finished in your service and in yourself, the more powerful you accordingly become. And such a powerful soul achieves success at every step. An elevated server constantly has zeal and enthusiasm, and also gives enthusiasm to others. Slogan: offer yourself for godly service and you will continue to receive thanks. Abhyakt signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. The string of God's love pulls you close from far, far away. This is love that gives you such happiness that when you become lost in this love for even a second, you will forget all the many sorrows and will continue to swing in the swing of happiness for all time. The Father has so much love for you children that all your desires for happiness and peace in life become fulfilled. Not only does the Father give you happiness, but he makes you into a master of a treasure store of happiness. Om Shanti.